Om Shanti. The Magic of Blessings. 7th February 2018, Wednesday. Today's blessing is, may you be an image of success, Safalta Murt, and have unbroken, akhand, soul-conscious love for every soul and interact with others with love. Just as with elevated feelings and faith you have unbroken, akhand, constant, strong love, atut, atal, prem, love for the Father, in the same way, let there be unbroken, akhand, atut, atal, soul-conscious love for Brahmin souls, Brahman, Atma. No matter what types of sanskar others have or what their behavior is like, Brahmin souls have an unbroken, akhand, atut relationship throughout the whole cycle. This is godly family. The Father has chosen every soul and brought them into the godly family. By having this awareness, smriti, an unbroken soul-conscious love, your interaction with one another will be filled with love and you will easily become an image of success. So, Baba is telling, just as you have unbroken, just as you have atut, akhand, atal love for one Father, in the similar manner, you should have same soul-conscious atmic pyar, love for all the Brahmin family. No matter what type of sanskars others have and what type of behavior they are having, but still you should have this love because you are related to each other throughout the cycle. Such elevated version, such strong, powerful statements. Just as you have such unbroken love for God, continuous love for God, perennial love for God, you never have any interruption in your love for God. Do you ever say that my love for God, Baba, has decreased? Do you ever say that? Never. We never say that. Our love is always waxing. It is never waning. We always say that. But then why in this Brahmin family your love for the Brahmin soul is less? To love for Baba means to have love for Yajna. To love Baba means to love his family. To love Baba means to love his parivar. If you say that we love God but we do not love his parivar, his family, then probably we are not loving him. That's why Baba is saying, just as you have atut, atal, akhand, prem, unbroken, constant, ceaseless love for God, for Baba, in the similar manner, you should have similar love for the entire family, no matter what sort of sanskar they are having, no matter what sort of behavior they are displaying. Regardless of all that, remember that you are related to each other throughout the cycle, and it is through the Brahmin family that your karmic accounts would get settled. For a Brahmin soul, every Brahmin soul is a paper, and this Brahmin family is an examination hall. You will not have examination hall outside. Your examination hall is this Brahmin family, and your paper will come through Brahmin soul, because you have the maximum karmic accounts with this Brahmin souls. Because you came in contact, because you stayed together for all the 5000 years, your karmic account straight away started right from golden age, though there are no karmic accounts there, maybe from copper age. You were born in somebody's family and you were a rich landlord and you deceived one farmer. You hoodwinked him, you usurped his land and he became bankrupt and he died. Who is responsible? You. And now that person has come as your mother, father or sister or brother or your boss or your center in charge or your colleague or your room partner. You were ruling some kingdom once upon a time because you did not have funny or petty births. You were always having elevated birth. You were king in some birth and you waged a war against neighboring kingdom. And that neighboring king you defeated, totally vanquished. His whole family got shattered. Children died. Or rather, your enemy, your army killed that enemy. Now, the same person has come in your family as your mother, as your father, as your son, as your daughter. So each child who is taking birth is not coming with that golden smile, but he is coming with sword in his hand. Remember that. He is coming with a sword when his child is taking birth. So then don't be very happy that a child is born. He is coming with a sword in his hand to do what? To settle all the karmic accounts. Because we never know what we did with all the souls. We killed many. Because of us, many were killed. Because of us, somebody was slaughtered. Because of us, somebody was put in jail, and some innocent person was made to undergo, was rewarded lifetime imprisonment. And we were instrument in that. Do we know that? We don't know. What births we took in our previous lives, we never know. What we were, whether we were thieves, what we were. Landlord, a tormentor, a dictator, a Hitler-like personality, a Stalin-like personality, a Mussolini-like personality. What we were, we never know. And even if we were not that bad, but consciously, unconsciously, wittingly, unwittingly, knowingly, unknowingly, because of us, so many must have got sorrow. That's why Baba in today's Murli said, this is Dukh ki Mehfil. This Mehfil, this gathering is of sorrow, this world. Everywhere there is sorrow. The cottage of sorrow, Shok Vatika. So, because we are constantly settling our accounts with others. Even mere understanding is not enough that I have account with this soul. Is not enough to get rid of that. But yes, this is the first step of understanding. I have an account, that's why suddenly this thing has happened. This is first understanding. But then you have to do certain deep practices. You have to see how things were happening. That's why we always talk of asking for pardon and pardoning soul. Forgive them. Ask for forgiveness and forgive souls. This task is not a theory. This should go on every day. Time and again we have to emerge souls whom we gave sorrow, who are unhappy because of us, and then ask for pardon. Ask for forgiveness. At least the burden would be lifted off your chest. So, what Baba is saying here, you should have unbroken love, constant love, soul conscious love for this Brahmin family. No matter what their behavior is. Because whatever, the way they are acting, because there is some account or they are under the influence of vices, whatever. Whether they are settling the new accounts or new accounts are getting created, that's another question. But regardless of that, we have not to do anything that will create fresh bondage. We should not act in such a manner that new karmic accounts we create. Already bondages are there, already bandhan is there. Now don't create fresh bandhan, fresh bondages. Try to settle. And how do you settle? This is the way. Try to create soul conscious love for these souls. Try to create that. Then only image of success you will become. Otherwise success will not come to you. We see that within the Brahmin family only there are a lot of conflicts. And it is but obvious, because all things are getting settled here. So that's why never get amazed, never get surprised, never get shocked to see from whence this conflict, whence this karmic account, whence this thing has suddenly come up. Things will keep on happening. But we can't stop them. But what is in our hand is my own stage, internal stage. I don't have to self-victimize. I don't have to play blame game. Person does two things. Either he starts blaming other, and the person who starts blaming other, in fact, it is the manifestation of the self-victimization. Because inside there is insecurity, inside there fear. It is the rationalization of the self-victimization, blaming others. So rather than blaming the family, What you have to do? Vah parivar, vah. Vah brahman atma, vah. Vah mitra vah, vah shatru vah. Though we don't have any enemy, but vah vah for everyone. Have such elevated feelings, unbroken, constant, strong love, just as you have for father, now have for the family. Forget their sanskar. At one of the Murli Baba said, don't look at the present sanskar, look at their adi and anadi. Their original and their primal sanskar. Their earliest sanskar, look at those primordial sanskar. Those ancient, those old sanskar of golden age and silver age. Not the present sanskar. Because right now they are laboring under the sanskar of Dwapar. Dwapar and Kaliyuga. This is the sanskar they are having. But in fact they are souls. So having this awareness, unbroken soul conscious love, your interaction with one another will be filled with love and you will be easily become an image of success. So no matter kaisi bhi chalan aur kaise bhi sanskar. Remember. Okay. So work on this. How to increase love for the Brahmin family in spite of what they are. In spite of the way they behave. But we should have, because this is Srimad, this is God's ordinance. Love them. Because it is my family. Okay? Om Shanti.